You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is 95BFM Breakfast. Mike Havoc here with you. Ant Timpson's joined me over in the park there in the pouring rain. When it really started to bucket down there when the park staff started laughing at us.
And that council worker we thought was going to bust us, but we're...
But just said, no, I'm sweet. Just walked past.
Off to the toilet.
Yeah, just going to go to the toilet at this stage of the game where you guys let fireworks off. Okay, so we did. They were great fireworks, actually. They're great fireworks. Exciting fireworks.
I hadn't seen that, the McCoy one. It's a great firework.
It's great. That was discontinued, but they brought it back.
Oh.
Do you want to take... Would you like to take one?
I'd love one, actually, yeah.
If you need to pick a Hatfield or a McCoy.
I let Lulu, so we need
Lulu
another
McCoy.
One.
Do you want a Hatfield?
Yeah,
right,
give me.
Why don't you take Hattie Hatfield? Look at
this. We have some of these to give away to the listeners
matriarch.
Later on.
We do too, so keep listening and don't be mean. Like some
guys, this really isn't good radio, says somebody. I understand that because we were just on a cell phone.
I'm used to that.
So let's get back and to really getting down to the nuts and bolts of the 48-hour film festival. Firstly, you had 563 teams, 15 grand finalists, 3 Peter Jackson wildcards, so 18. What are you going to see on November the 11th? Will you see just the finalists, or will you announce the winner?
Just to allay any fears, they're very short.
They've got to be under 5 minutes. They've got to be under 5 minutes. That's one of the rules I remember.
And that's sort of really...
Which is where we didn't do it, couldn't do it. We blew it.
I think it was 8 minutes maybe when the very first year we started, and that felt long for some of them. So, yeah, no, shortening it up is really good. And, it's such a weird sort of progression this year in terms of, like, a whole lot of new blood that were people coming out of nowhere that we'd never seen before. So a really uplifting of, like, young teams into the final, which is... Because for a while there was, like, a lot of...
Production companies,
same faces. Yeah. Like if you're involved in the comm, you just saw and really good teams, like quality teams. But now, I guess the good news is that they're all busy, too busy to enter the comm maybe, or have grown past it. So it's time for a new generation to sort of shake their thing.
For people who don't know how it works, you've got to assemble yourself a team, and you've got 48 hours to make a movie, utilizing it's got to include in this case it was a female. It's got to have a physical element of a collision, the technical smash cut, the Wilhelm scream. Oh, speaking of screams, Sarah does a great scream. Have you heard the scream?
As good as the Wilhelm?
Can you do one? One more. Last one for the week. I won't ask you ever again to do it.
I just had a coffee. You're not meant to scream after you've had a milky coffee.
Oh, whatever.
Here we go.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow. It's chaos. Wow, have you done that have you been killed on screen with that?
I haven't been actively killed, but I've been Chased. Nearly dead and found
Chased.
In a dumpster.
I expect the phone your agent
nearly
to be
dead and found
calls.
In a dumpster. Bless.
I have. I was wrapped in a bin liner and found in a dumpster.
Did Joey?
Not in real life. Just not in real life, though. Eh? That's a pretendy life there. So all those different things. Here comes Big Hungry. Look at that.
Have John here in like 5 minutes. You just let me know.
Yeah. No, she's okay. Thank you, Cam. Cheers. Thanks.
Cam thought I was having an episode.
I like the way he's got John on call though.
Yeah.
It's quite obviously he's wearing the trousers, isn't it? There's a saying, I love you, John. So the 48 hour film festival, we've said the ultra 48 hour challenge for those people who maybe thought they were a little bit smart.
Yeah, all kind of like same old. They've been doing it for so long. Like some of the teams have been doing it from year dot, which is 14 years or so. So we did this thing where we just wanted to say that we were going to give them extra elements, like kind of supersize the comp.
For extra those
who,
challenge.
Yeah, extra challenge for those who think they can nail
a lot
it.
Of entries in that part of the division?
I thought there was only going to be a few because we kind of made out it was going to be brutal. And so I think we ended up with maybe 50 or 60.
Wow.
It seemed that was a lot, actually, I think. And what they had to do is, so they didn't know what the extra element was until the Friday night when they could find out what they're doing and what genre they're even going to make. And so our one was they had to make a sequel to one of their films they'd already made, which threw things for a loop. So they had, first of all, the teams who had been doing it for so long, they had to pick which year they were going to do. And it also had to make sense for an audience that had no idea of who wouldn't even be watching
that
the first
is ultra
film.
Ass.
So
and try and do all that in 5 minutes.
Enough exposition that it would make sense as its own film, but also had to hark back to something that they'd made.
Yeah, I mean, it had to make... Yeah, it was a nice thing if you knew the original film, but I mean, and so it would play up on all those elements, but it should have stood alone as its own thing as well. And I think some of them made great sequels, but possibly didn't stand alone for audiences that were sort of.
What do you think is the key to success to getting this thing, getting a film cut and edited and
planning, man. Like with anything you do in life. Who did it?
Mikey did it this year.
I heard you were doing it. I know, when I was talking about when we were cut off in the park just before. I was talking about the very first one.
Oh no, that stupid thing.
Yeah. Not the one this year.
No, the one that we handed ours in this year because we couldn't get the time we were a rookie team. But it was good.
Who needed your producer? Did he just drop the ball?
No. We just
needed. I just said he didn't know that.
No, we all had our, trying to tell a story in 5 minutes is hard.
It is hard. Yeah. It is hard. And I was working with
there's only two of us that sort of knew each other, and then we just all, like, it was a bunch of people we cobbled together, but it was good. We gave it a go, and it was good. It was a great learning exercise.
I'll never do it again. I think that what's happened is that people plan further and further out. I remember in those early years, it was just like, let's do it, it's next week, and start assembling people you need. Now people want to know, like, 6 months out, what weekend is it I need to start organising. It's like, wow, it's like full on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot at stake, I guess, for the winner, even though, in terms of services and cash and prizes, it's enough to go out and make something substantial. It used to be like making a short film. Some people took it and tried to make features and fell over.
This is the prize.
This is the big prize, yeah. There's enough for you for your team to actually go out and take a crack at something big. I guess these days you make a web series or a web pilot or something like that.
So on the 11th, people go along to that
Civic.
The Civic, they buy tickets to it or just turn up?
Yeah, I should say it's the HP 48 Hours as well, because they've been a phenomenal company for us. Yeah.
The HP 48 Hours Grand Final. It's a fun night.
Rose Matafeo's coming to MC the whole thing.
Wonderful.
We love Rose. Rose was actually an early competitor in a musical many, many years ago, which I think she doesn't want to see that.
Excellent.
But she was great. And so, yeah, so it's a big sort of return of the prodigal daughter.
And you go along and see all the finalists and you'll announce the winner on the night?
Yes, we will do that. That will be a real bummer at the end of the night. Say, hey, sorry, come back next year.
We'll just post it online.
Yeah, we'll post it online.
Thank you so much for coming in, Ant. Good luck with that. And congratulations to all those who entered and all those who will enter in the future. It's a great contest. Does the winner go on to win an Academy Award?
Yes, they got nominated. Taika Waititi got nominated for one, and I guess we always claim he was part of the 48 at the beginning, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, cool, lovely. All right, thank you, Ant Timpson. If you want to go along and buy tickets to that, to go to the Civic on November the 11th, you just go to where?
AucklandLive.co.nz.
Marvellous.
Boom.
It'll be on next year, hey?
It will be on next year.
And forever.
Maybe not with me at the helm, but it'll definitely be.
Thanks, Ant. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming over to the park and letting the fireworks off with me. That was great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.